This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. So I just want to first start off this episode by saying thank you to everyone who tuned into last week's episode and was blessed by that episode. Thank you to everyone who reached out to me to extend your congratulations on my pregnancy. I genuinely appreciate it. As I said last week, that episode was very uncomfortable for me to do, but I have to be obedient despite how I feel. And many of you guys have messaged me your stories and things that you're going through. I've seen the amount of downloads on the prayer. So I'm standing in agreement for all of you guys who are believing in God for healing in your womb to be able to have children or have more children, whatever the case may be. I'm standing in agreement with you. I know for a fact that God is not a respecter of persons. And if He can do it for me, He can do it for you as well. So thank you for your love and support on last week's episode. All right, so this week We're going back to business as usual, okay? We're going to go back to what we're used to on this platform. So the title of today's episode is called The Posture of Doing Business God's Way. Now, I have other episodes that would be great compliments to this, how to have a business meeting with God. I've done many things on doing business God's way. If you go to blessedandbossedup.com, you can literally just search these words and different episodes will come up that I talked about this on. And I'll put a couple in the show notes as well that I believe will be good compliments to this. But today specifically, we're talking about the posture of doing business God's way. Posture is defined as a particular way of dealing with or considering something. It's an approach or an attitude. So today I'm going to specifically speak on what you need as far as your approach and your attitude to doing business God's way, because these two things are extremely important. And I would say they're almost prerequisites to the actual work that God is going to have you doing. Your approach has to be correct. Your attitude has to be right. And the Lord shared with me a few weeks ago about, you know, this needs to be a podcast episode. And what I heard specifically was that there is a disconnect in the disposition of my people that makes them susceptible to the world's way of doing business and further away from what I've called them to build and how I've called them to build it. And so in this episode, I really want to connect the dots a little bit, because we are, yes, in this world, in this marketplace, in this online business arena and industry where we are doing business in and around a lot of people who are not doing business God's way. But as believers, we are called to be set apart. We are called to be the salt and the light in this earth. So we have to be able to maneuver these spaces without losing our uniqueness and the light and the specificity and the details of who God has called us to be, what he's called us to do, and how he's called us to do it. And you can't go about business God's way in a lackadaisical manner. You can't go about it mindlessly. You have to be very intentional in understanding that, hey, I am operating in a space that sometimes things are going to overlap, right? So sometimes I might be in an industry or in a space where people have good morals. People want to do good. So that overlaps with a lot of the ways that God has called us to do things. But there's always going to be a point in time where there's going to be a clear separator between God's way, the world's way, and of course, our way. And it doesn't always mean that the world's way or our way is bad. It just may not be in alignment with the how, the when, the why, the what God is calling us to build. And so we have to talk about the posture of doing business God's way so that you're always in position. We have to talk about the posture so that you are always in position. So remember, posture is defined as a particular way of dealing with or considering something. It's an approach or an attitude. So let's go over a few points about the approach of doing business God's way. The first thing to keep in mind is that your salvation, your relationship, and your righteousness are so much more important than anything purpose or business related. Your righteousness and salvation are more important than anything purpose or business related. I did a podcast episode however long ago. It's been a minute. This show's been out. And I'll post it in the show notes, the link to it, about not putting the cart before the horse. And I say this all the time, that I personally don't believe that anybody should go and start trying to build a business God's way if you're not able to hear from God. I don't think that you should go out into this business world and say that you are a representative of Christ if you're not living a righteous life, because you're just going to ruin your own witness. And when I say righteous life, I'm not saying a perfect life, but one where you're clearly set apart. And that's not always about what you do or don't do. Sometimes that's simply about your demeanor. And one thing, and I told you guys, you know, in the first couple episodes of this year, that is so important for me this year to be connected to God, like really fighting to be
connected and abiding in him like never before, because it's so easy for us to get swept in the responsibilities of life, the demands of business, to now you're rolling with the punches, but you're not able to hear from your father in real time. You're not able to pivot. There is a privilege that we have as believers in business. God will reveal things to us. He will push us into things for a reason. When I got into podcasting, I wasn't even saved as I say, right? That's what I call when I really gave my life to Christ. I wasn't even saved when I started podcasting, or even when I had the idea to start a podcast. I had the idea to start a podcast in 2015 because this little app came up on my phone. I was excited because I had just started listening to podcasts. I had this feeling that I want to start a podcast. And I'm not one of those people who feel like I got to get involved or do everything because it's the thing. I am cool with just doing my own thing, not really being out there. But I could not shake this feeling of I need to start a podcast. And I'm mature enough now to know that that was the Holy Spirit. But I sat on it for like a year. And then a year later, still, I need to start this podcast. It just would not let up. And so I started planning to launch a show in 2016. And then the show ended up launching in 2017. But I now know that that was God. And now looking at what's happened over the last 6 years, God has allowed me to grow in an industry that is still relatively new that people are just now jumping into. This podcast has reached that milestone of over 350,000 monthly downloads. That is crazy to me. These numbers are astronomical to me because just being a regular person who's called to communicate messages on a microphone and doing it in this podcast industry, I'm able to build a platform that reaches more people than people, influencers and celebrities with shows. I remember going into CNBC for an interview to produce a podcast for them. And my show at that time, which was doing less numbers than it is now, this show was doing better than their show. And they had a whole room, whole floor full of people, $1 billion corporation, all the funds, all the resources. And here I am, this regular girl with a mic in my kitchen, and I'm doing more numbers than them. It didn't make sense to me. And even seeing how this podcast has grown. And then not only that, but now I'm able to go and help other people, Christian people who are called in this space to fine tune their voices and also fine tune and help them develop their shows to where they're also able to reach the masses. And they're also able to make money off their platform. And they're also able to build brands and businesses where they can be unapologetic about their faith. I wouldn't have been smart enough to see this coming, but God knows, because he's the author and finisher of all things. God knows, because before he formed me in my mother's womb, he knew me, because he has plans to prosper me, not to harm me, to give me hope in a future. And so you have to make sure that your relationship and your righteousness is in check, and it's done first. Because otherwise, without that foundation, you're going to go out into this world and be trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to start a YouTube channel because that it seems to be the wave, or doing this because that seemed to be wave, and trying to keep up on social media, and you secretly hate it, but that's what seems to be working for everybody else. You're just going to be out here doing stuff. But when you are connected to the Lord, to the all-knowing, omnipresent, omniscient God, you can get an instruction and it bears so much fruit, it blows your mind. I got an instruction, even if I didn't recognize it then, to do this podcast. I got an instruction that I did recognize to change this podcast to Blessed and Bossed Up after doing it my way for a year. And I couldn't fathom the success of this and also how easy this has been for me. I spend no more than 2 hours a week on this podcast. Most of that time is the recording. And I edit as I go, so the editing don't even take that long. And now with the new platform I'm on, it takes me probably an hour a week to put the podcast out. And that's because the YouTube videos take forever to download. But not only is he using this platform to make my name great, but it's easy. It don't have to be hard. If I was to do what the world was doing when I was building, first started to build my brand online 6-7 years ago, then I would have been, you know, on prioritizing YouTube, prioritizing social media. And I still am on YouTube and social media now, but they're not my platforms of focus. They're just supplemental. And I could use them and utilize them as supplemental platforms without having to be just stressed out and keeping up with algorithms or anything of that nature. But had I not listened to him, I wonder where in the world I would be today. And had I not continued to listen to him over the years, I couldn't imagine where I would be today. So again, you have to, I can't emphasize this enough. Make sure that not just in words, but in action, your relationship and your righteousness are more important. Sometimes you need to scale back. Sometimes you need to sit down. Sometimes you need to take a break so that you can rebuild that relationship with God. Sometimes you need to take a step back to deal with whatever sin or that may be driving your life at this time. Sometimes you need to take a step back from the work and focus on you, so that you can make sure that you're living a righteous life. So that's the first thing we had to cover with your approach. The second thing I wanted to point out about the approach to doing business God's way, or the posture, is understanding that your godliness is shown more in your actions than it is by what you say. I should never have to tell somebody I'm a Christian for them to see the God in me. When it comes to your business, and I have people who ask me this all the time, I think I'm actually doing a session in the society on this week about, okay, how do I build a godly business without being preachy? You don't have to quote scripture for people to know that you're set apart. They may not be able to identify, oh, you're a Christian, but they're going to identify a light in you. They're going to be able to see the God in you, even if they can't articulate it. So how are you treating people?
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school.
That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother, or anyone who was in a car with us, just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you treating both your team as well as people who are customers? How are you treating people that you come in contact with who can't do anything for you? Are you being a fake boss and being rude and disrespectful and all of these things for the sake of, you know, it's business and yada, yada, yada? Are you going to give people grace and show kindness and respect? And even besides, you know, how you treat people, even making sure that your business is protected. So you're making sure that you're operationally and how you work with folks, that is still in alignment with what God is calling you to do. So for me, in my business, Anchor Media, I develop, produce, manage, market podcasts. So we full service agency for podcasts. And so my mission that God gave me with Anchor Media is to spread the airwaves with good news. And so I work with Christian podcasters. Now, there are a lot of folks, well, a couple things come with that. One, there are a lot of folks who say they ain't Christian. And once you get to that content, stuff don't be, the math don't be mathing. When you run up what they saying next to the word of God, it'd be a disconnect there. Also, I don't only want to work with podcasts where people are preaching the gospel. I want to work with male podcasters who may be talking about sports. I'm going to work with podcasts that may talk about fashion, or you talk about business, or you talk about health and wellness. It doesn't all have to be in the religion and spirituality category. However, it cannot be contrary to the word of God. And so I have learned over the years, one of the ways to maintain a posture of doing business God's way is to make sure my paperwork protects the mission and the assignment that God has for me. So one of the ways that I incorporate God into my business, even when I'm not being overtly preachy or proclaiming the word. And usually even with Anchor Media stuff, you don't really see a lot of scriptures and stuff like that on our platforms. You get all of that here in Blessed and Bossed Up. You get that on my page because it's about me and my life. But with Anchor Media, I keep it very corporate. And so I don't show my godliness per se in the language or using scripture or anything like that. I show it and the work that we do, how we treat people and protecting the integrity of God's mission. And so one of the ways that we do that is when it comes to our events, everybody has to apply. So that way I listen to people's content. I pray about it. I have my team. I have people on my team who know the Lord and who have the gift of discerning the spirits. I ask other people to check, like, hey, can you check this out? Do a spirit check. Let me know what you get. You pray about it. I'm going to pray about it. And we can come together to see if this is a show that we need to work with. So we have a internal process as far as who we work with to make sure we are filling the airways with good news. Some things are a little bit easier to weed out, right? So I'm not about to have a podcast about gossip or anything like that, because I am not going to help that show be successful. I'm not going to contribute to the enemy's agenda in any type of way, knowingly at least, right? And so having these extra things in place helps me to protect the integrity of what God has called me to do. Something else I had to add more recently, now that we've started managing and marketing podcasts, is I put it now in my contract, because some of the shows I work with, they don't have content that's out yet. So I do my best initially to weed out things that are a problem or could potentially be a problem to the mission. But something that I added new in my contracts was, if at any point, because we're producing the show, we listening to it, if at any point the content is contrary to our Christian beliefs, then we will discontinue this contract and cease to produce and manage the show. And that's just another layer of protection of protecting God's mission. And as we continue to grow and we do more things, we'll probably add more onto it. But it's so important, though, that a part of having this posture of doing business God's way is to be protective and watchful of his mission and what he's called you to do and how he's called you to do it, and put the correct controls in place to protect it. And that brings me to the third thing I want you to keep in mind, is that focus is mandatory. And when I say focus, I mean on God's voice and on the individual assignment at hand. In order to protect, you have to focus. The Bible doesn't call us to just pray, but it calls us to also be watchful. So you have to pay attention and know what you need to pray about. I've had business relationships to where I've seen some things and I'm like, God, I remember it was this one relationship I had. And it was a couple red flags. I don't even think I could tell you exactly what they were, but my discernment was going off a bit like, something ain't right. I can't put my finger on this. I like this person though. You know, a working relationship is good, but something. And I remember, because I was watchful, I said, God, what's going on here? If it's something that, I'm also a practical person, so God really got to show me stuff sometimes when it comes to people, because I don't like to judge. I never make assumptions, never. Like, you're going to really have to be blunt with me, because I don't like to assume. I'm a direct person, and I expect other people to be direct and clear with what their intentions are. I understand that that's not always the case, but people will always reveal themselves at some point. And so I was just like, okay, God, they ain't did anything overtly to justify why I feel like something is up, but can you just show it to me and show me how to move accordingly? Man, it was maybe like a good 6 months to a year of me praying that. And I was just paying attention and just praying, and I would pray for them because I didn't know what it was. Maybe it was just something they were dealing with. I don't know. So I would pray for them and I would ask God to reveal to me if there was something that I need to know, and if there was if I needed to discontinue this relationship in any type of way, because I need to protect God's business. And sure enough, it was revealed and I had to move accordingly. Even more recently, maybe, like, this was literally this week, there was someone on my team that works with us. This is more of a contractor, so not like my core team. And I was getting ready to pay them for their usual services. And I was like, hold on, I don't think this is right. I got the invoice. I'm getting ready to pay it. Now, admittedly, I don't always, like, if somebody send me an invoice, I'm not always like double checking or things like that. I have integrity. I expect people to have integrity with me. So I was getting ready to just go ahead, pay it, go about the rest of my day. But when I opened it up, Holy Spirit said, double check this. I double checked it, and this person was overcharging me. by like a few hundred dollars. Like, this wasn't a couple dollars mistake. Like, this was a few hundred bucks that this person was overcharging me. And I reached out, and their reasonings was some straight foolishness, miscalculations, a change in pricing that was never even communicated with me in the first place, when it was a mess. It was a mess. But right there, I'm finished. That you will no longer be associated with God's business, and definitely not with me, because I don't play that if this was just my business. But this is the Lord's business. So you really not finna play with my God like that. So just paying attention and being focused on the assignment at hand. And one of my biggest assignments at hand is to be a good steward over what God has blessed me with. But if I wasn't tuned into his voice, I had just got out of my quiet time when I was clearing my email inbox. I hadn't even started working that day yet. I had just finished quiet time. I was about to clear my inbox and then get to work. And that was one of the things in my inbox. And Holy Spirit showed me. But if I was so busy getting swept around by the things that I have to do with my responsibilities, then I would have kept someone connected to God's business that doesn't have integrity. I would have been losing money consistently, but then asking God for increase while not even paying attention to the resources that he's blessed me with. Like, no. We have to be focused on his voice and focused on the assignment at hand, and heavy on the assignment at hand, because I believe a lot of us, we want to get to where we're trying to go so fast, so quickly, that we allow our anxiety and our ambition to drive us ahead of God. And it's so important that we understand that doing God's assignment outside of God's timing is still moving out of alignment. And we can't let the world put timetables on us. Like, there are many of you guys who are listening to this show where you're so frustrated in this season because you feel like you should be somewhere else by now. You feel like the time frame should look differently. You feel like it's taking too long. And all of these emotions, all they're doing is preventing you from being sober and vigilant. That scripture is not just about alcohol and drugs. We can be drunk and intoxicated off of emotions, off of the internal noise, off of the pressure that we put on ourselves and that we allow everybody else to put on ourselves. But we have to be sober and vigilant. And in this business world, everybody's going to have something to say. People are not going to understand. Many of you guys, you are allowing the other people not understanding what God is calling you to do to stop you from doing it. And you can't do that. Like, this posture we have to have is unapologetic. It's uncompromising. And even going to attitude, because remember, posture is about approach and an attitude. The attitude that you have to have about doing business God's way is you have to be firm and unmoving about your position. You have to be 10 toes down, and I'm doing what he called me to do, how he's called me to do it, when he's called me to do it, no matter what that looks like. I don't care if you get it or you don't get it. You can get on board or you cannot. Either way, I'm going to do thus saith the Lord. And if you got something to say, just go ahead and mute. Back up. I'll kick you out of it. But I'm going to stay focused on what God is saying. This is that attitude that you got to have. So many people told me, I don't know why you're doing a podcast. You talking for free every single week. That's not going to make you no money. And now this industry is about to be a $4 billion industry. Now I could work technically 1 hour a week and still make over six figures. If I decided to do nothing else but this podcast, I would still make six figures. And keep most of it because I spend no money to do this show. Overhead is zero. So it's laughable sometimes when I think back on what other people told me that I could not do. I remember when I left my 9-to-5 almost 6 years ago, and the partner of the company told me I was too young to think I was going to go out and build a business on my own. And I laughed and said, you know what, sir? Age and wisdom are not synonymous. And I left. You have to be unyielding, uncompromising, bullheaded about what God is calling you to do. Focused on him, focused on the assignment at hand, and not letting you or anybody else talk you out of position. So whoever that is for, I need you to put your big girl panties on, buckle up, get that Bible out, block who you need to block, delete what you need to delete. But stay 10 toes down and unyielding. That's the posture that you have to have. You have to be unrelenting about what God has called you to do. You have to laugh in the face of adversity and laugh in the face of the enemy. We go through, sometimes I think we go through building these businesses with such a woe is me attitude, which essentially is us just throwing a temper tantrum because we like to be in control. Well, I don't understand why God has me in this season. I don't understand why he's doing this. I don't understand why he's doing that. But check this out. How amazing is it that we're not in charge of our own success and it's already fixed that we're going to be successful for as long as we do what the Lord says? How much ease and peace of mind and swag and confidence can you go throughout doing business knowing like, man, I am not qualified to do this. But guess what? My God in heaven is, and he is going to make sure that this works out so that he could get the glory. Yeah, this may be taking a long time, but I could breathe easy. I could have joy. I could be happy because I know that when it's go time, it's go time. I know my God got me. No, this don't make not a lick of sense. I can't wait to see how this turn out. You see how different of a perspective change we could have if we just really walked into the reality of what God's promises are and not allow the distortion of our situation cause us to get in agreement with that? I don't know, y'all, but I like this posture better. And let me just speak for myself. I like this posture better and this attitude better than to have anxiety and worry and all of that. I like to just wake up and smell the roses and not have to worry about anything because I know that my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. That just feel better to me. I feel like I could exhale, walk with my head held high and not be tripping off of anything that I'm seeing in my face because I'm walking by faith and not by sight. This is the posture, the attitude, the approach that we got to have to this business. So I'm going to stop right there. That's it. I'll link some extra episodes in here for you that I think will complement this well. But that's it for this episode. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Please share this with a friend. Leave a review. Follow me on the gram at Tatum Tamia. And that's it. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.